Now we're going to take you back to 1963. Trumpet player, great trumpet player, Kenny Dorham put out this album, Una Mas. We're going to hear a track from that. And it's got a stellar quintet on this. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Butch Warren on double bass, and Tony Williams on drums. We're going to hear a track called Straight Ahead. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Joe Henderson's album Relaxin' at Camarillo, and we heard the title track from that, a Charlie Parker composition, and that was released back in 1981, and that featured Joe Henderson on tenor sax. Chick Corea did the great piano solo on that. Tony Dumas on bass, and on that track it was Peter Erskine on drums. On other tracks on that, we had Tony Williams on drums. But on Relaxin' at Camarillo, that was Peter Erskine. Before that, we heard Trompeta Toccata. That's the title track from an album by Kenny Dorham. That one was released back in 1965 and featured Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Richard Davis on double bass, and Albert Heath on drums. And we started out that set with Una Mas. You're listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken, and I've got a Jackie McLean set all queued up, as it was Jackie McLean's birthday. He would have been 85 years old. His birthday was on May 17th, a few days ago, this show being broadcast on May 20th. But we're going to start in with this Jackie McLean set with the album Demon's Dance. We're going to hear Sweet Love of Mine. We'll be right back. All right, we heard the beginning of a Jackie McLean set. There's more to come, but I wanted to let you folks know what you just heard. Last thing you heard was Appointment in Ghana, one of Jackie's most famous compositions, I would say, from the album Jackie's Bag. And that was recorded back in 1959 and featured Jackie McLean on alto, Tina Brooks on tenor, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we started out the set with Demon's Dance from 1970. And that one had this stellar quintet: Jackie McLean on alto, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Lamont Johnson on piano, Scott Holt bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And we heard Sweet Love of Mine, and that was a Woody Shaw composition. And of course, Jackie McLean meant so much to the music scene in the Hartford area, and just a really one of the great masters of this genre, one of the great players of all time. Of course, played with all of the great musicians, Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, you name it. And Jackie McLean played with some of the great players. And let's see, so we're going to continue on with some more Jackie McLean music. Oh, I started saying what a great influence he's had on the music scene here, and especially at the University of Hartford, where this program emanates from. Jackie McLean founded the what is now known as the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz at the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford. And also, of course, the Artist Collective in Hartford, a great cultural center and school here in the Hartford area. So let's continue on. Let's hear some more of Jackie McLean. We're going to play from the album Rhythm of the Earth, one of the more modern albums, and we're going to hear a track called The Explorers.
Thank you. I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
great Jackie McLean. We are in the midst of a Jackie McLean set to celebrate his birthday, which would have been on May 17th. That would be Tuesday of this week. Jackie McLean, born 1931 in Harlem, New York, and coming here to the Hartford area, where he started off the Artist Collective. I believe that was in the early 70s, perhaps, came here and with his wife, Dolly, started up this great cultural center, then came over here to the University of Hartford, the Hart School of Music, to found what is now the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz here at University of Hartford. Now, all right, let's talk about what you just heard. The last track you heard was Climax from the album Jackknife. And Jackknife was recorded back in 1965. And that features Jackie McLean on alto, Charles Tolliver on trumpet, Larry Willis on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And as I mentioned, Larry Willis's name, it reminds me that Larry Willis is going to be playing here at the Artist Collective, perhaps in honor of Jackie McLean's birthday. That's going to be Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Artist Collective. That's going to be a great concert. And let's see, before that, we heard from Rhythm of the Earth, one of Jackie McLean's last albums, I believe, back in 2002. And this one features many of the players that were Jackie McLean's students at the time. And they have gone on to be great players in their own right. And some have picked up the baton from Jackie McLean and are professors here at the University of Hartford, Hart School of Music. So we heard from that album, we heard the track called The Explorers, and that one features Jackie McLean on alto, Steve Davis on trombone, Roy Hargrove doing a tremendous trumpet solo on that, Steve Nelson on vibes, Alan J. Palmer on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. Great, great music. And we're going to continue on with more Jackie McLean. We're going to do some collaborations. The first one you're going to hear is one that Jackie did with Dexter Gordon called The Meeting. That goes back to the 50s, I believe. And then we're going to hear from Miles Davis and a Jackie McLean composition called Dig, one that Miles Davis took credit for on the album, which did not make Jackie McLean very happy. But make no mistake about it, it's a Jackie McLean composition. So we're going to hear those two tracks. Starting with From the Meeting, we're going to hear Rue de la Harpe. Thank you. Miles Davis from an album that also featured Jackie McLean and Sonny Rollins. Huh. Recorded back in 1951. We heard what is credited on that album to Miles Davis as the composer. We heard Dig, but all of us here in the Hartford area know all too well that it is a Jackie McLean composition. Dig. Yeah, that features Miles Davis on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. What a lineup that is. Before that, we heard from a collaboration of Jackie McLean and Dexter Gordon from an album called The Meeting. That one recorded in 1973. We heard a track called Rue de la Harpe, and that one has on it, besides Jackie McLean on alto and Dexter Gordon on tenor, it's got Kenny Drew on piano, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass, and Alex Rell on drums. Yeah, that concludes our Jackie McLean special, our tribute to the great Jackie McLean.